Today, we continue with lesson number 19 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. And with lesson number 19, we will be completing, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, the fifth perek, perek 5, Mishnah 5, and beginning the sixth perek. So we'll be learning perek He, Mishnah He, and perek Vov, Mishnah Aleph. So let's begin to conclude the fifth perek with Mishnah Hey. We've been learning about the mitzvah, the law in the Torah of Osov Yespino Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echot. What is Yom Echot? If I shecht an animal at 1 p.m. on Monday, do I have to wait till 1 p.m. on Tuesday before I can shecht its mother or child? Can I shecht it immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim? Let's say Tzeis HaKochavim is 6 p.m. I shecht the mother at 1 p.m. Do I have to wait till the beginning of the new day, halachically beginning at night? Or perhaps I have to wait till dawn on Tuesday, which is a new day in the sense, in the secular sense. Now, as you may know, should know, for most purposes, we, in our religion, follow the principle of Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila. The day begins at nightfall, Monday night, and continues all day, all night, Monday night, into Tuesday, until the end of Tuesday, until Tuesday night. Night and then day. However, by Kodeshim, by Korbonos, it's the opposite. By Korbonos, night follows day. The day begins with daybreak and continues until daybreak the next day. 24 hours is not usually a factor, a meis la'eis, in halachic matters. Sometimes it is. However, our Mishnah teaches us now, Yom Echod Ha'amur Ba'oso V'yespino, when the Torah says, Oso, in Pashas Emor, Oso V'yespino, Lo Sishchatu B'yom Echod, in the same day, what do we mean by the same day? Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila. It's like we're accustomed to. The day follows a night, not like by Kodeshim. I might think that after all, the Osov Espino is in Parshas Emor, where the Torah speaks about Korbonos, Shoro Kesef Oeis, etc. So you might think it has a halacha somehow of Kodeshim, no? And therefore, if it had a halacha of a Kodeshim, the Lila follows the Yom? No, the Yom follows the Lila. Like Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, if a person shechts the mother, let's say, at 9 p.m. on Monday night, so he has to wait until the rest of the night and the rest of the day until Tuesday night fall. Then Tuesday stars come out, say Sakachovim, then he can shecht the second animal. But that's the bad news, so to speak. The good news is, suppose say Sakachovim is 6 p.m. on Monday, and he shechts animal number one at 5:30 p.m., then at 6 p.m., a half hour later, he can shecht animal number two. Tzeis HaKochavim, coming out of the three stars, that's the beginning of the next day. As Zo Dorash Shimon ben Zomo, this drosha was darshened by Shimon ben Zomo. Nema b'masa v'reishis yom echot. When it comes to the creation of the world, the Torah says, Vayihi erev, vayihi voker yom echot. Similarly, by Yosov Yespino, it says, Osov Yespino, Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echot. Ma Yom Echot Ha'amur B'Ma'aseh V'Reishis Ha'Yom Holech Achar HaLaila. Just like in the creation, day follows night. It says, Vayehi Erev, first night, and then Vayehi Voker, then morning. Af Yom Echot Ha'amur b'yosov yespino, hayom holech achar halayla. This is also true for osov yespino. So we finish the fifth perek. Now we begin the sixth perek. Different halacha. The Torah tells us, in Chumash Vayikra, perek yud zayin, posuk yud gimel, v'ish ish mibnei Yisrael u'min hager hagor b'soicha masher yotzud seid chaya o'of asher yeyochel. If a person goes and hunts and captures alive a deer or a turkey, v'shofach es domo v'chiso ba'ofo, he must shecht it, spill its blood, and cover the blood with earth. This is a special mitzvah called kisui hadam, covering the blood of the shechita of a chaya tahora or an of tahor, of a deer, a gazelle, or whatever, or a of tahor, a bird, chicken, duck, turkey, whatever. Our perek will deal with the details of this halacha. Number one, kisui hadom noheg ba'oretz uvechutz la'oretz. This is not a halacha just for Eretz Yisrael. This is a halacha for Jews who live in Madagascar as well. Bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis. Whether the temple is standing or not nowadays, still the mitzvah of kisui hadom applies. Bachulin, it applies, however, only to non-karbonos. For us, it applies to just all situations. Avalo b'mukdoshin, for karbonos. There's no karbon, by the way, for a chaya, only for a behema. But there are, of course, karbonos for ofos, chatos ha'of and olas ha'of, but there is no mitzvah of kisui hadam. V'noheg b'chaya uv'of, it's only birds and wild animals, not domesticated animals like cattle, sheep, and goats. Bamezumon, it takes place. The mitzvah of kisui hadam applies. Whether the animals are domesticated and raised domestically, a person can raise deer, I guess, domestically in a farm. Chickens, ducks, most turkeys these days, of course, are raised domestically. So it applies there too. Uvisha'eno mezumon, when it's not mezumon, the duck is not in your backyard, but rather it's flying around the marshes and you capture it. Nevertheless, it requires kisui hadam. V'noheg ba'koi, one must do kisui hadam on this animal called the koi, kof vav yud. Now the Gemara Meseches Chulin Daf Pei discusses what is this koi, this animal. There are those who say it is an ayol habor, some type of wild ram. And others who say it's a crossbreed from a tayosh and a tzivya, from a lamb and a deer. Rab Yossi says it's a breed in love itself. It's a bria b'fnei atzma, special species. The main point is this species, this type of animal called koi, we're not sure, is this a chaya or is this a behema? Now, there are great differences between whether an animal is a chaya or a behema. One difference is that we're learning about now whether it requires kisui hadam or not. A chaya does require kisui hadam, a behema does not require kisui hadam. But another big difference is whether the chelev, certain fatty parts of the animal, which are prohibited from cows and sheep and goats, are permitted from deer. So if you catch a deer and shech the deer properly, you have to perform kisui hadam. That's the downside, but the upside is you can eat all of its chelev. So what do you do with a koi, which is a suffek? Is it a chaya requiring kisui hadam, but chelev is muta? Or is it a behema, which does not require a kisui hadam, but its chelev is also? And what do you do on Yom Tov? Because on Yom Tov, doing kisui hadam means shoveling up some loose earth and handling it, dealing with it, although it's mukta earth, and covering the blood with it. So if you shecht a bird or a deer on Yom Tov, you perform kisui hadam according to the methodology which is described in the Mishnayos and Maseches Beah, which we learned some time ago. But suppose you have a koi which you shechted on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says, V'noeg b'koi mipnei shehu sofek. The koi requires kisui hadam because maybe it's a chaya. V'yein shochatin oso b'yom tov, but you don't shecht it on Yom Tov because maybe it's a behema. And if it's a behema, it does not require kisui. And indeed, to do a kisui, you should not do a kisui for a behema on Yom Tov, because why be mechala Yom Tov to move earth for something which does not require kisui? And maybe the koi does not require kisui because maybe it is a behema. V'yim shechoto, if you do shech the koi on Yom Tov, remember the next time you shech the koi on Yom Tov, ein mechasin es damo, you don't perform kisui hadam on it. Even if you have afar muchan, even if you have a little bucket of sand ready for kisui hadam, the reason you don't do it is because we are concerned lest the person who see you perform Kisui Hadam on Yom Tov on a Koi will say, oh, he's doing Kisui Hadam on Yom Tov. It must be a Chaya. Ha, I can go and eat. It's Chelev. Don't do that, because it's a Sofik Koris. If it's a Chaya, it's perfectly permissible, glad kosher, to eat the Chelev of the Chaya. But if it's a Behema, it's way Osir. It's a Isur Koris. Chelev is an Isur Koris. So therefore, we don't play with this possibility that people would think a koi is a bona fide chaya. And on Yom Tov, if you shecht it, you should not perform the Kisui Hadam until Motsoi Yom Tov. And so we have finished the first Mishnah of the sixth Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 19.